Bathing on Erev Shabbos during the 9 days. In most years, there is only one Shabbos within the 9 days, and the question of bathing on Erev Shabbos is only regarding one time. However, in years such as this one, that Reish Chedesh Av falls on Friday, so we have two Erev Shabbosim within the 9 days, and thus there are twice that the question is asked as whether one is allowed to bathe regularly on Erev Shabbos in honor of Shabbos, even though it's the 9 days. So let's first begin with the law of Erev Shabbos Chazoin, which occurs every year, and we will then come to the law of this first Shabbos, which is Erev Shabbos Reish Chodesh Menachemov. So with regards to Erev Shabbos Chazoin, it's an explicit ruling in the Ramah, chapter 551, Halacha 16, that it is forbidden to bathe even on Erev Shabbos Chazoin, in honor of Shabbos, and one is only allowed to bathe his hands, feet, and head in cold water, while some allow one to bathe himself on Erev Shabbos in even hot water, but only his head, hands, and feet, and no other part of his body. So the one possible leniency attributed to Erev Shabbos Chazoin is that you're allowed to wash your head, hands, and feet in hot water rather than cold water. But you still can't take a regular shower and bath. And one can't use shampoo and wash the head as brought in the Magen Avraham. Accordingly, now let's discuss what the halach is regarding the first Shabbos, which is the first day of the 9 days, Erev Shabbos Reish Chodesh Menachem Av. So, even though on Erev Shabbos Chazoin, as we clearly read from the Ramah, there's limitations with regards to how and what you can bathe, on this Shabbos, since it's also Erev Shabbos and also Reish Chodesh, due to this dual combination of Simcha, therefore the majority of Poskim rule that it is permitted to bathe regularly on this Erev Shabbos, even with hot water, just like you do on every other Erev Shabbos. So rules the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Elie Rabba, the Bach, and all the later Achreinim, that it is permitted to do so. The Bach even goes further and adds that if you're accustomed to bathe every Erev Shabbos in hot water, it's actually usser to be stringent on this Erev Shabbos to not bathe yourself in hot water because it's the 9 days. However, a person who is not careful to bathe himself every Erev Shabbos, then there are Poskim that say that so to this Erev Shabbos during the 9 days, he is not allowed to bathe himself regularly, and he rather has to follow the restrictions that are given on Erev Shabbos Chazoin that we discussed before. So to summarize, the Shabbos of Reish Chodesh Menachem Av, on that Erev Shabbos, those that bathe every Erev Shabbos may do so this Erev Shabbos as well, even though it's part of the 9 days and the beginning of the 9 days, and you can do so without limitation. Regarding, however, the next Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Chazoin, so there one must guard not to bathe his entire body, and only the hands, feet, and head may be bathed with hot water. However, as we've discussed in previous classes, in the event that a person feels dirty or sweaty, it definitely is permitted to take a shower in order to clean the sweat off his body, but nothing more than that. And that applies as well on Erev Shabbos. You can only stay under the water for enough time to remove the dirt, remove the sweat, and then you have to go out. You can't sit in the water and enjoy L'Kavod Shabbos.